Tim Davis.
This may be our 9:15.
Morning.
11 a.m.
How are you? Are you here with Cox?
I am.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
can I say something before you?
Yes, sure.
So the number on Shuvon where it says the value is 1,436,114, that isn't what it is in our system. So for some reason, Stephanie's stuff picked up a run of a bad value. It's really, you know, 1,003,000. And again, he's going to match it anyway for the 900, but I don't know why her numbers are different from our assessor numbers.
Okay, you mean on their on our sheet? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we already produced
in the
past,
so. I just
want
to let you know there was a discrepancy.
We need.
I'm not sure why.
When Stephanie gets back in here, we need to let her know what we did on that one because
yeah.
I don't. It's on the record, but. Okay. Is there just? Do you just have the one?
I believe we got four.
It's
four,
Skaggs,
one. Skaggs. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, so
okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on up.
Mark.
Come on up. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Mark.
Mark. David Akers. Mark, is it my understanding that these four, or maybe not, are these four up to the... Do you have a tax commission appeal of any kind?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it involve these four?
It does.
Okay. And is it...
Well, it does. I take that back. It involves three of them. 1601 Branson Hills, the Branson Hills Clinic, was not complete at the time that we filed with the state tax commission.
Okay.
So that building wasn't open yet.
Did these all come in front of us 2 years ago?
No.
Okay. So this was an exemption, a direct appeal... for an exemption to the state tax commission.
That's
on the
correct.
Other ones. Okay. So you're waiting on a decision on those right now?
We are.
Okay. It would probably be, I don't know what the best word for it is, for us to make a decision on them while the state tax commission has them pending, I'm not sure is going to be helpful because whatever they say is going to go
mm-hmm.
on that. But what's the one that is not in front of the tax commission, you said?
1601 Branson Hills Parkway.
Have that address. Do you have the...
339. Okay. All right, what is this one? Is this a... Is this an empty lot? Is this a building?
No, this is our brand new super clinic.
A brand new
It's a 30,000 square foot super clinic at Branson Hills. It's right next to the Branson Recplex.
Okay.
Well, it only has 46,220 on here.
So we haven't appraised the building yet.
Okay.
We haven't
it only has 46,220 on here as value.
Which was probably the land.
Okay, so we're still at the land. If it goes commercial, it wouldn't go on until 26. So it's not... It doesn't matter what you decide for this year. It's still just going to be at the land until 26.
Okay, so it was,
we would add it as commercial.
So you got a notice that the land was being assessed at 46,220?
Correct.
Okay. And you're here for an exemption?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And the land previous to this was on the rolls. When did you guys buy it? Have you had it for a while?
Probably, yeah, I don't have that in front of me. Probably 21, 22, something like
okay,
that.
So it's
maybe
been,
before that.
It just hasn't been developed up to the...
We opened it last year, so it was opened well after. See, you can't file exemption unless you have a building operating.
Right.
Once you have the building operating, then you can file the exemption. So as long as it's undeveloped land...
We've had them.
Yeah.
We've had them file exemptions when...
So that, yeah, that's why none of the vacant land we own is before the state tax commission, nor do we... come before you for that, just on buildings that are actually operating. Even if I have a building that's vacant that I'm not using or we're in the process of deciding what to do with it, I wouldn't bring it before the commission or anybody because it's not in use.
Well, we have had people last year that, besides it being, in fact, it was vacant land, they were still wanting the exemption for other purposes. But on this particular one, you're just trying to get the exemption on this property.
Well, yeah, correct, because we're preserving our right. We're saying that all our properties, because we are a 501c3,
right.
That all our properties should be tax exempt.
Yeah, I get it.
And unless they're not being used.
Sure, or developed.
For charitable purposes.
For charitable correct. Purposes, sure. Any comment from the assessor?
I believe this one involves a sit on the land.
A what?
Dan,
A what on the land?
CID, C-I-D.
Okay.
That Dan's looking here to see what's going
on.
And for what I understand on the CID, that's a separate issue. That is something we're going to take up.
Okay.
Because from what I was told is that's separate from the county. I've already gone down this road with lawyers and the people that actually filed for the CID.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a big issue. But we couldn't really bring it up while we were developing. You really can't do anything until after the building is done. But the CID is a huge issue because it's $50,000 a year or so.
Yeah, well, that's an issue. And you guys,
our value on the land itself has not changed. It's been the same since you keep popping up.
But now that it's developed.
Since 21.
Yeah, but now that it's developed and it was that way as of January 1 of this year.
Right.
Then I think we got to look at it as.
Well, you're only looking at it for exemption because, again, we're only talking about land.
Right. But I'm saying that. Do you have any answer to the fact that they want the exemption for the 501c3?
No, I don't have anything. We didn't get stuff on. I think this is it since last night. So.
Okay, but our decision, I think too, doesn't affect the CID issue.
I don't think it affects the CID issue. I think that's a total separate issue.
So, yeah,
because from what I'm understanding is the county doesn't have any oversight on the CID.
On the
that's
same
what
basis
I understand.
We always did. So.
Okay. And I'm sorry, you both were talking at the same time, and I just, for purposes of, is there anything else on this? Okay. Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Okay. Is there a motion on BOE 339?
I'll make that motion.
Motion to exempt?
Yep, to exempt 339.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, on the other properties. What is the issue in front of the State Tax Commission?
On the other three properties, we are claiming that they should be property tax exempt because we are 501c3.
Okay. Was this like the pharmacy and some other things? They're like parts of the
No, this was 89248, which is a prosthetic and orthotics clinic. It would be the clinic right here in Forsyth, which is
okay.
Just a regular clinic. Mm-hmm. And then it was the Branson Heart Center, which is heart and cardiology down there. It's got two parcels make up that building, which is really weird. It should all be one, but it's 1196 and 1150. They basically split that building in half and got two different parcels split in the building.
Okay.
It's not like you could ever sell one parcel without the other. But we had previously leased that building, and then we bought it. So, therefore, it was taxable previous. Because if you're leasing, well, just like the main hospital in Branson is tax exempt, except there's certain square footage that we lease out, like to Branson Dialysis and Branson Nephrology, even though they probably don't deny any patients, but you got to consider them for profit, so we pay tax on that square footage. You have to if you have leased square footage,
sure.
Right? So none of these properties have any kind of lease square footage. And so because we were leasing all of Branson Heart, which was $42,000, we were paying taxes, and so was the owner. Once we bought it from him, then it became our property. Therefore, we filed for the tax exemption.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any idea if the commission is coming down with a decision anytime soon?
No. And I came in here. I mean, I wanted to talk about a couple things, but I came here. To preserve our right to appeal.
Sure.
Just in case the tax commission comes back and says something different because we're allowed to file these every year.
Right.
And we want to continue and we want to preserve our appeal process. That's why I filed on these again.
No, I get that. The reason I'm asking is the state tax commission has told us to stay in session or not adjourn our session until the end of August this year. Okay. So I was trying to figure out whether or not you guys might actually get a decision by the end of August where we could keep this open.
Well, we would hope. This has been going on so long. But the last word I got was...
I know.
And because they got so backed up. I mean, they only have so many people. So it's been kind of frustrating because this is going on for since 2023. You would think we'd have a decision by now in 2025. But I think we're close because we've gotten through all discovery and everybody's been provided. I've actually gone before and through discovery and had...
But there's been no actual hearing yet?
No, well, they had initial hearing, but they haven't really had the hearing on the, as far as making the decision on the case. So we've dealt with, I don't think it's any confidential information, but Taney Christian and Lackley hired one lawyer. And so we've provided everything they need. I don't know what,
okay.
Not Taney, I'm sorry, Green, Christian, and Lackley, right. I don't know what Taney County has done, where they're at on
Well, and I'm just trying to offer the option to leave this open if, in fact, you might get a decision. But if you're not going to get a decision, yes?
We've already been through the hearing and all the paperwork that had to be done. Mm-hmm. I was our lawyer, unfortunately. Right. And they have a lawyer. What's your lawyer's name?
It's Hush Blackwell.
So, because I didn't remember you being there, because, again, I was there. They're supposed to just be giving the decision. We're just waiting any day now for the decision, and they know they're holding everything up.
Okay, so it's been submitted, and they may not have an actual, like, oral, like a in-person hearing.
Like, he just has to type the paper telling us
what
his decision is. We're not at the beginning stages.
My suggestion is let's table this to the end. I mean, we're probably going to have a catch-all date at the end of August anyway, it sounds like to me, just to catch up any cases that we have gotten.
Towards the end of July.
Okay, I thought that the State Tax Commission told us not to adjourn until the end of August. Do we still have to make all our decisions before July 31st?
Stephanie has more information on that, so we'll have to ask Stephanie on that.
What's our last date in July right now?
The 24th. That's the day of Empire.
24th? Mm-hmm. Sorry, with you, I would make a motion to table this until the 24th to see if we've got some sort of guidance or decision. And I have heard before that somebody from the State Tax Commission does listen in on our stuff online, so I'm not sure whether or not they're hearing this or not, but make us a decision, please.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I have a question. What was your decision on the number 339, that new building that we had?
Exempt.
Exempted the land.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the only notice that was sent out was the exempt, I don't know what, because it says 46220, so I'm assuming that was just on the land.
It is the land, and it's...
You haven't gone out and assessed it since it's got a building on it, though.
No, but the land was still the same since 2019, so I don't know.
Right, but now it's got the building on it and everything else of January 1.
As of January 1 this year.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, we've
existed. It makes sense, but okay, whatever.
Okay, well, tell me why it doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense because, again, he would have to wait to go to the State Tax Commission on the building, because if he's got the same ruling... Because they're going to come down the same on the other four. Whatever they go with, that's what we're going to go with. And right now, when we do 26, his building is on as a commercial building until we find out how it's going to work out, because we don't have anything that shows why they would be exempt according to our statute.
Well, I would assume that they can come to you with their 501c3 and everything else when you go out to reassess the building, right?
Right.
Okay.
But like I said, what you do today applies towards to 26. So I'm trying to figure out what we're doing. I know we're adding new, but is that going to affect the land? That's the question. And if we're doing it just as land, it would have still been vacant land. We're not adding the building to it. So it should stand until 26 when we find out what the ruling would be.
Okay, well, we've already exempted it.
So, that's how you do it.
I understand. Okay, we're going to table BOE 34, 35, and 36 to 724. I think that was the motion.